Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five extracts about people and their encounters with celebrities. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H how each speaker came into contact with a celebrity. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what impression of the celebrity each speaker gives. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
You wouldn't think in my line of work an actual celebrity would come around often, if ever. I remember hearing some type of rumour that she really liked reading, but with being a fancy movie star and whatnot, stopping into a local shop didn't seem like her thing. She apparently grew up only a couple of towns over, and most people around here were familiar with the name. However, everyone assumed she would be displaced by the fame, just like most of the others. The couple of times she came in while I was working, I found her to be very cordial, and she had a sense of humility about her. She knew that all of us in the shop knew who she was, but she really just carried on like a normal person.
Speaker 2.
Stopping in for my morning pick-me-up was the last place I ever thought I'd run into my celebrity crush. He was so handsome, just like in all of the tabloids and from what I'd seen on television. Quite honestly, I was so excited that my mocha brew was pretty much rendered unnecessary. He was actually standing directly in front of me, so I got to hear his interaction with the barista. His order wasn't outrageous, but I was really surprised to notice how full of himself he was. He took offense to the fact that she didn't immediately recognize who he was, and it seemed as if the fame had gone to his head a little bit.
Speaker 3. I've been chauffeuring for a while now and occasionally will get the higher end client. However, most of the time that just means that it's a person with a lot of money and not necessarily famous. They usually book us because there is some stipulation of privacy. And of course, this particular time, taking on a famous person was no different. I didn't want to bother him at all, but he was alone, so he ended up talking to me. Even when we got into this huge backup on the highway, I started to get a little nervous because we could be late. He was very calm and didn't get mad once. His understanding of the situation was a real breath of fresh air. Speaker 4.
As I get to interview people on a regular basis, I certainly run into someone of status every once in a while. However, I got a big break from the suits when they charged me with covering the red carpet at the awards show. I was pretty excited and a little nervous to try and stay professional when encountering some pretty famous people. The movie stars and singers were a sight, but the highlight had to be when I talked to our foremost footballer. The only thing I presumed beforehand was my image of him on the pitch, extremely serious and focused. It was a real treat to listen to him joke around a little with me. What a riot.
Speaker 5.
Ever since I moved to the capital, there have been some sightings of famous people now and again. It's inevitable. The other day was a little different, though. As during my morning jog, I passed by the park to see that a big budget film had encroached its production on the Central Park we've got here. It seemed like they were on a break, and some of the actors were just shooting the breeze with one another. One of the more recognizable faces that I saw was speaking with a producer and came off really boorish. He was using some pretty foul language, And I don't know if I'll ever be able to get that image out of my head if I end up catching that flick in the cinema.
Now you will hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
You wouldn't think in my line of work an actual celebrity would come around often, if ever. I remember hearing some type of rumour that she really liked reading, but with being a fancy movie star and whatnot, stopping into a local shop didn't seem like her thing. She apparently grew up only a couple of towns over, and most people around here were familiar with the name. However, everyone assumed she would be displaced by the fame, just like most of the others. The couple of times she came in while I was working, I found her to be very cordial, and she had a sense of humility about her. She knew that all of us in the shop knew who she was, but she really just carried on like a normal person.
Speaker 2.
Stopping in for my morning pick-me-up was the last place I ever thought I'd run into my celebrity crush. He was so handsome, just like in all of the tabloids and from what I'd seen on television. Quite honestly, I was so excited that my mocha brew was pretty much rendered unnecessary. He was actually standing directly in front of me, so I got to hear his interaction with the barista. His order wasn't outrageous, but I was really surprised to notice how full of himself he was. He took offense to the fact that she didn't immediately recognize who he was, and it seemed as if the fame had gone to his head a little bit.
Speaker 3. I've been chauffeuring for a while now, and occasionally will get the higher-end client. However, most of the time that just means that it's a person with a lot of money, and not necessarily famous. They usually book us because there is some stipulation of privacy, and of course, this particular time, taking on a famous person was no different. I didn't want to bother him at all, but he was alone, so he ended up talking to me. Even when we got into this huge backup on the highway, I started to get a little nervous because we could be late. He was very calm and didn't get mad once. His understanding of the situation was a real breath of fresh air. Speaker 4.
As I get to interview people on a regular basis, I certainly run into someone of status every once in a while. However, I got a big break from the suits when they charged me with covering the red carpet at the awards show. I was pretty excited and a little nervous to try and stay professional when encountering some pretty famous people. The movie stars and singers were a sight, but the highlight had to be when I talked to our foremost footballer. The only thing I presumed beforehand was my image of him on the pitch, extremely serious and focused. It was a real treat to listen to him joke around a little with me. What a riot.
Speaker 5.
Ever since I moved to the capital, there have been some sightings of famous people now and again. It's inevitable. The other day was a little different, though. As during my morning jog, I passed by the park to see that a big budget film had encroached its production on the Central Park we've got here. It seemed like they were on a break, and some of the actors were just shooting the breeze with one another. One of the more recognizable faces that I saw was speaking with a producer and came off really boorish. He was using some pretty foul language, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to get that image out of my head if I end up catching that flick in the cinema.
That's the end of part 4. Remember that on the test day, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. The supervisor will remind you when there's 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. When time is up, candidates will be asked to stop writing and the supervisor will collect the question papers and the answer sheets. That is the end of the test.